This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, there is the national measure of the U.S. economy, gross domestic product, but later this morning, we'll get a reading on how much money changed hands state by state. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has this preview of regional economic growth last year.
The U.S. economy as a whole grew by about 2% last year, but there's a lot of disparity among individual states, says Alan Berube at the Brookings Institution.
The picture is still one of a multi-speed recovery.
In the fast lane, states on the West Coast, where home prices are booming again, and any place that's pumping or refining oil and natural gas, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
North Dakota will continue to look really good. Texas, the strongest big economy in the country throughout the recession and recovery. I do think we'll see some states that got nailed in the housing bust turning more definitively up, Nevada, Arizona, Florida.
And while growth rates may look pretty good in the upper Midwest, where manufacturing's still a major force, Alan Berube says,
it's like a rubber ball, right? They just bounce back because they crashed so hard. The Clevelands, the Detroits, the Toledos, they'd been in a long-term recession.
New England and the Mid-Atlantic states have also been lagging. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.